USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is reacting to Senator Kamala Harris dropping out of the 2020 race.
She is a first-rate intellect, first-rate candidate, and it's a real competitor. I've mixed emotions about it.
The House Intelligence Committee has released their impeachment report on President Trump by saying that the president abused his power by pressuring the Ukraine president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and other Democrats. The Intelligence Committee is expected to approve the report along party lines in a meeting Tuesday ahead of the first impeachment hearings by the Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Meanwhile, while in London, President Trump talks about the impeachment inquiry.
The Republicans have never been stronger, never been more unified. The Democrats have gone crazy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump could only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
While overseas, President Trump with a big announcement saying next year's G7 summit will be held at the U.S. presidential retreat at Camp David, Maryland.
Doing some very special things at Camp David. It's nearby, it's close, and we'll have a little bit of a Washington deliverance.
President Trump made that announcement during a photo op with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in London. A Republican lawmaker changes his plea in a case concerning the misuse of campaign funds. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Congressman Duncan Hunter pleading guilty to one count of misusing about $250,000 in campaign funds for personal expenses. The Southern California Republican had previously pleaded not guilty to numerous charges. He faces the possibility of several years in a federal prison when he is sentenced in March. His wife Margaret had earlier pleaded guilty. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Move over Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Now it's time to give back. Giving Tuesday is devoted to charitable causes across the country. World Vision is among one of the largest Christian humanitarian agencies on the earth. What they do is they help you. You can sponsor children through them in underdeveloped countries such as Rwanda and Haiti. They also have a program where you can actually buy animals, though, and those animals then go to families, which can help the families with milk and cheese and all sorts of things the animals help provide for the family as well. Actress Melissa Joan Hart tells Fox News about some of the great things going on at World Vision.
Yes, I took my 13-year-old and my husband. We got to go to Zambia and see some projects happening in the field through World Vision. And today on Giving Tuesday, they are matching everything in the gift catalog and every donation up to $1 million in product. So it's kind of a huge day to help out World Vision and children around the world.
After an Oklahoma police officer received a derogatory message on his Starbucks cup on Thanksgiving, a veteran-owned coffee company is stepping up to honor his police department. Matt Best is a co-founder of Black Rifle Coffee Company. He joins Fox News and says,
the beautiful thing about being a consumer in 2019 and going into 2020 is you can vote with your dollar. You can support organizations and companies that are proactive in the support of law enforcement and our military veterans. And that's who we are. And we don't do that for a PR stint. We do it every day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.